about rules, you know, around hours, curfews? What were they?
Very much curfewed. We had to be in routine night. You had to be there at 9 o'clock. You could get, if you were going to a movie, if you didn't work the next morning. And it was based very much on what your routine was as a worker within the organisation. And if you didn't, you could have overnight passes to go home or to go to a friend's place, providing they knew who the friend, you know, knew where you were going, and that was fine. More regimented in the earlier years than it was in the latter ones.
Okay. So they are loosening up as you become older and more senior.
It was perhaps not. It's still the same rules applied, but perhaps you could say, oh no, I don't start till 7 in the morning. Oh well, you can have a late pass. Okay. And if you were not, if you wanted to go to a dance on a Saturday night, I think you had a 11:15, one, and that, providing you weren't working the next morning. So, yes.
11:15 is quite early, isn't it?
Yes. Even in those days, we thought it was very early. Right, yeah. Yes.
And have you got any memories of people being caught out?
Oh, yes. As I say, not so much in the first year that you were there, because we were very monitored, and even our own, your own friends would be saying, "Oh no, you don't do that." "Oh no, we don't do that." Well, you know, you're sort of more compliant, and I think part of us was that we'd been at boarding school too, so we'd been used to being regimented and boxed around a bit, so that was it. But in that last 6 months, I found it just ridiculous. You know, it was just seemed to be, you were so close to not being locked up anymore, and that's what it sort of felt like, that you could only be let out on certain hours, certain days, and just getting to the stage where you're thinking, this is just completely, completely silly.